the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Individual sports are coming back with success. Combat sports, coming back from the coronavirus pandemic with success. Team sports, not so easy, not so clean, not so certain. Can football follow in the path of, say, boxing with a return in 2020? It's Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation at 888-729-3776 on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Coming up in this hour, we'll revisit the saga over the garage pull fashioned into a noose at Bubba Wallace's stall at Talladega Motor Speedway. We'll bring you up to date on the latest information and answer whether or not that has changed anyone's perception of those events. That's all coming up a little bit later on the Will Cain Show, but now on our phone lines is ESPN's play-by-play commentator for Holy Moly on ABC tonight at 8 p.m. and Top Rank Boxing's play-by-play centerpiece tonight, which is also on ESPN at 8. It's Joe Tessitore. What's up, Tess?
Cain, our final visit before you leave, huh?
It is. It is, my friend.
Well, it has been a wonderful ride with you, both as a work colleague and as a friend, somebody I greatly respect and admire and enjoy the company of. And I do want to say, before you dig into any conversation you want to have, that congratulations to you, because I think everybody should take on new challenges, should expand upon things in life, should live fearlessly with an entrepreneurial spirit. So whatever your next move is, I applaud you for simply having a next move. I think that so many people are just frozen with fear and don't live fearlessly enough. So step off that plank and go swim, young man.
Thank you, Tess. I like that message very much. I share that sentiment of we could use more fearlessness in every aspect of life right now. Thank you, buddy. It's been a great pleasure getting to know you over the last couple of years. We started out, I think you just did a hit. I think that's all it was for Monday Night Football. And I think you came on, we hit it off. Next thing I know, you're buying me Italian pastries on air. And we're talking through Italian culture and football all the way. It's been awesome getting to know. And then, by the way, the man who really honestly introduced me to tequila. I mean, the first, like, wow, that's good. That came from Joe Tessitore.
Well, may that be an everlasting gift in your life, and may we celebrate with more down the road. Hey, Cain, I do want to ask you a question, because I often find that times like this in people's lives, you can be very reflective, you can be centered, you can sort of slow down enough to properly answer certain questions. What did you learn about yourself in recent years in having this job?
Tess, what a freaking big plate to lay on the table right here. What did I learn about myself? Well, I don't know, man. Anything I say is going to come off as self-congratulatory. I mean,
I asked you the question. You can go ahead and answer it. I was the one who had the curiosity, and I'm sure a lot of people who spend a lot of time with you throughout the afternoons and feel like they know you well would want the answer to that.
What I learned about myself is there are certain principles in life that exceed anything else for me. And those things that it exceeds are likability, maybe even friendship. It exceeds my own career development. I have some principles that I believe very deeply in that can take not us as individuals simply, but us as a society to a better place. And if you believe in something that strongly, it's going to get tested really strongly. I know this. I know I believe them because they've been tested very deeply. We've been tested continuously. I'm okay standing by them. That's what I've learned about myself.
Well, then I'll tell you that your time with Nuno and Bubba and everybody at ESPN Radio and every other venture that you took part in at ESPN served you well, because it sounds like you can honestly say you feel like you're a better person right now than you were prior to having this job, that you have that great sense of clarity and understanding and growth and development.
I think that's true. And let me tell you something else, Des, and I think I've enjoyed every minute of it. Like, it's just been fun hanging out with the guys, talking sports. I love sports. I love all the guys on this show. I've loved getting to know guys like yourself and the other analysts who've become friends. It's just been fun. I mean, it's just been a really, really fun way to go to work every day. But, you know,
and
you and I had a private conversation.
There's another word that we need to have more of. You said fearlessness when I said that you need to have more of. And let me tell you, we need to have more fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I like the way you're going. Look, I don't know how many of the listeners care about my own self-reflection, but you and I had a private conversation not too long ago about the changes in both of our career. And you were really clear about what they have added to us as individuals. Like, meaning, like, from the outside, it's like, oh, these changes can be so many different things, but what do they do to help your own personal growth? And I know you had that perspective,
yeah.
And I know you were clear-eyed about it, and I loved hearing that from you. Let's give the listeners one little bit of sports talk here, so it's not just hey, you're doing top-ranked boxing tonight. Boxing has largely had a very successful comeback from the coronavirus pandemic. I don't know. You've got a son in college football. You've covered every level, college
yes.
and pro football. I don't know right now. I sincerely do not know, Tess. Will a sport that has rosters in the 50s and 80s and, you know, 22 men on the field be able to come back in the same way these combat sports just have to put two men in the ring?
Well, listen, I don't claim to be an expert at anything, but over the course of the last 3 weeks, I've been embedded daily in the comings and goings of everything from what we term the bubble at the MGM Grand with top-ranked boxing. And top-ranked boxing and ESPN and the Disney HR people and the Nevada State Athletic Commission have done a superb job of setting new protocols and procedures and standards to create a COVID-19 safe bubble for everybody who's a participant. And even with that, we are seeing positive tests, disruption, the altering of fight cards. And that is with testing twice a week. That is with standards that you cannot believe, with a dedicated floor at the MGM Grand, training facilities, a cafeteria where you are truly in a COVID bubble zone, and you still have disruption. And all it takes is the contact tracing of one co-manager, one assistant trainer, one cut man to wipe out a bout. Now, in boxing, we simply remove that bout. We move everything up on the card. So we can still move forward. My son, currently this week, and as you know, he's a punter at Boston College for Coach Halfley, he entered into a very strict quarantine on Monday where they are taking incredible measures for the next 8 days to make sure that those Boston College players can be tested at the back end of it and then re-enter into training and workouts and try to be able to have a team ready to play for training camp and then September. So I'm hands-on with both of those experiences. If you asked me 3.5 weeks ago prior to Top Rank, I would tell you I was bullish and confident that we will move forward with a college football and NFL season. Experiencing the last 3 weeks and observing the procedures and protocols and knowing the reality of the percentage of positive tests and how the contact tracing can create a domino effect, I would tell you that I have flipped to the other side, that I have no doubt that we will attempt to have football season, but undoubtedly there will be constant interruption, disruption, postponements, cancellation, forfeits, everything, and that it'll be extremely difficult to pull this off in the fall, but we will go ahead and try.
So that's interesting. Postponements, cancellations, forfeits. That's going to be, like you pointed out, a boxing card is easy to adjust. An NFL or a college football schedule
Correct.
Is not. You start putting cancellations and forfeits on the schedule, and that changes what we think of as a football season, Tess.
Listen, here's what's going to happen. It's you're going to have protocol where everybody gathers at a team facility. You get tested. A few hours later, if you're on that travel roster, you get cleared, you get on the bus. Well, all it takes is one or two guys and an entire position group with the contact tracing procedures would wipe it out. You cannot play a football game without an offensive line last time I checked. So all it takes, right? And we said,
oh, Tess is breaking up.
How this is going to work. Trust me. If you understand how this works, we have lost fights, ESPN big-time fights in primetime because a co-manager is testing positive. A cut man is testing positive. The contact tracing is what you have to understand why this is going to be very challenging.
All right, Tess, you're breaking up a little bit on your cell phone, but listen, I always appreciate you, man. We'll be in touch personally, and I've appreciated all of our conversations and relationship and your contributions to this show, bud. Thank you, Tess.
Congratulations on everything, Kane.
All right, thanks, man. Coming up, we'll revisit some of the NASCAR Talladega Bubba Wallace story over the last several days. Coming up on The Will Kane Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
This is The Will Kane Show.
I say something, everybody yells, you're a moron, you're stupid, you're a troll, you're hot taking. A little time passes, everybody goes, I think that guy might have been onto something.
More from Will Kane, coming up.
How exciting.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
I've never seen such callous disregard for the truth. I should amend that to, I've never seen such open antagonism to the truth. I've never seen people care so little. I've learned two things over the last couple of days. What's important is, number one, the way things seem, not the way they are. And number two, your principles are wrong, Will. Individualism is racist. And racial enlightenment is to make sweeping generalizations. It's the Will Kane Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Today, NASCAR released a photo of the garage door pull found in Bubba Wallace's stall this past weekend at Talladega. It shows a photo where the garage door pull is clearly fashioned into a noose. This seems to be a great moment of victory for everyone in relishing how exactly they were wrong. I never, for one, stated that it wasn't a noose. What I stated was it wasn't a hate crime. The FBI, through their investigation, said that garage door pull fashioned into a noose had been there since October of 2019. And NASCAR, for its part, also acknowledged this was not a hate crime. My indictment was on the accusation, the positive statement of NASCAR, that they fed to the public that a heinous act, a racist act, had taken place. And then the days of media coverage afterwards predicated upon that fact. And NASCAR itself has recognized that was wrong to do. Here's NASCAR's president, Steve Phelps.
Well, I think, you know, to your point, Nate, if we had said alleged, yes, you know, I think, you know, I'll go back to the emotion of the moment, and, you know, I'll take responsibility for that. And should we have, you know, toned that message down slightly? Maybe we should have. And I'll take responsibility for that. I stand by the actions that we took, and I think they were the right ones. And as I said before, given the evidence that we had, we would do the same thing. We would investigate it the same way. If it comes to where we need to craft a statement differently, and I need to take a little less emotion out of it, that's something I'll do, and I'll take responsibility for that.
Here's NASCAR doing what they should do, take responsibility and show integrity, and honestly admit they were wrong, as I suggested days ago. I never said NASCAR shouldn't have called the FBI. I never said it was a hoax. I said they should have been responsible in inflaming the public and giving the media all the excuse it needs to have the conversation they want. And that leads me to this. I've never seen people care so little about the truth. Not a moment of self-reflection. Not a moment of trying to correct their mistake. Not before, not after. They're dancing today about the picture, about how wrong they were. They're dancing today as though somehow it was validated. It's because the truth never mattered. It didn't matter before, it didn't matter after. They wanted to have a conversation, and they wanted it to be true so that they could have these broad sweeping indictments of the country and the place that we are in this moment. Facts be damned. And that leads me to two lessons. Over the last couple days, I've had conversations with guys like Max Kellerman and Bomani Jones, Jason Fitz, Mike Golic Jr. What seems to me as clear is there's two things that you should understand. Number one, what's important is the way it seems, not the way it is. The facts and the specifics and what reality was is not as important as the way it might have seemed. You see, there's things going on outside the fences at NASCAR. There's people waving a racist flag. There's a plane being flown above. That's what's important. See the big picture. Don't worry about the eggs that you have to break to make an omelet. Don't worry about the facts. Don't worry about what actually happened. Here, let me give you a taste of this. This is what happened on Golic and Wingo this morning. Here's Trey Wingo.
The best way I can sort of put it, and hopefully that folks like Will will understand, when Colin Kaepernick was kneeling and pointing out police brutality, people said, yeah, but what about his socks? Or, but what about his Fidel Castro shirt? And if you want to focus on that, that's fine. But then you're focusing on a symptom, not a cause. Because the cause is what Colin Kaepernick was kneeling for. So if you want to sit here and say, well, the NASCAR statement missed the point. Yeah, they probably did. But if you're focusing on that and saying, well, see, this is going to be a problem. No, you're focusing on the symptom and not the cause. Because the real issue was, forget the fact of what the news was or wasn't in relation to Bubba Wallace. They still had a plane flying over that track that said defund NASCAR with the stars and bars and a parade of Confederate flags out there. That's the issue you got to deal with, not with whether or not the wording of NASCAR was wrong.
The facts are pesky. The truth is in the way. The real story is the big picture. Don't worry about the details. Don't worry about whether or not you get it right. Talk about the big picture. That's what's really important here. Anything else is a distraction. That's the lesson I'm learning. You see, Will, it's not the way it is, but it's the way it seems that matters here. Not for me. And number two, all the principles that I've tried to live by in my life that I believe are important, not just for us as individuals, but for us as a society. Now, I've gotten it upside down. I've gotten it all wrong. The other day, I had a conversation with Max Kellerman, you see, and in talking about how we could come to this assumption, this place that NASCAR did, where we ran with this huge, heinous act, this racist event, and then had these broad societal indictments and conversations off of. It's a fair assumption, Max told me, because, well, the South, you know, Southern people, broad sweeping generalization. You know how Southern people are. Fair assumption from Southern people. I swear, that's what was said. And then yesterday, at this time, with a conversation with Bomani Jones, he said, white people with the history of this country haven't earned the benefit of the doubt. Another sweeping generalization about a broad group of people. See, I was always under the impression that the way you solve failing to look at each other through our character, our merits, our individuality was to do so. Race, creed, color, religion, sexuality, gender, to look deep to the human being, to their character, to their merits, to look at the individual and treat them as a man or as a woman. I was under that impression, but no, what I'm learning is it's about groups and a group affiliation, and that's how you solve the problems of racism. What I've learned, you see, is individualism, that's really racist. Live a life by action like Drew Brees, live up to high standards? No, not important. Tweet the right thing, or that's racist. Analyze the facts, prioritize the truth, fail to see the big picture? That's racist. I've had it all upside down. I've had it all backwards. And there's plenty of people here to tell me. When the reality is today, while they take a victory lap in their incorrectness from the beginning of this story, because the picture of the garage door pull fashioned to a noose seems to have somehow validated that they were wrong, they ignore that all the entities involved, from the FBI to NASCAR, are telling them the opposite. NASCAR is admitting it was wrong. Here's Marty Smith of Marty and McGee on First Take Your Take.
I think it definitely supercharged the conversation. And that was drivers, that was media members, that was, you know, when you read heinous act, and when you read a noose was found in Bubba Wallace's garage, and they're using very direct words to describe how disgusted that they are and appalled that they are by this, that is what the reaction is. I think it was everyone's reaction. And so I don't know that it's irreparable, Jason, but it definitely was the wrong way to go about making a statement initially.
I believe that Ryan McGee, also of Marty McGee, has said the same thing. It was wrong to do that. Got it wrong. There's Marty Smith. You've heard from NASCAR. That's the position of integrity. That's at least at some point saying, you know what? We have to have some fidelity to the truth, and we got it wrong. But there's so many others today that never cared in the first place, don't care now. No self-awareness, no reflection, no fidelity to the truth, because all these other things are more important. These principles, they're upside down. And what matters is how things seem, not how they are. But not for me. Coming up, let's play a game of Butthurt. Plus,
Ladies and gentlemen, with Manchester City's 2-1 loss to Chelsea today,
oh boy.
Liverpool have ended their 30-year
wait. Did you really think this is worth breaking into?
When I get a text from our boss saying, hey, make sure we put this in a sports center and we don't have a sports center, I'm going to listen to him because you're gone tomorrow. Liverpool has ended their 30-year wait and are the Premier League champions. So congratulations to people like Liam and LeBron James.
How exciting.
LeBron's a Liverpool guy?
He has
part
a
owner?
Part owner.
Minority ownership?
Yeah, like really small ownership piece.
Congratulations, Liverpool. Congratulations, LeBron. Congratulations, Liam. A game of Butthurt next on The Will Cain Show.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Now it's time for a little game of Butthurt. Mike A's back. We got the whole crew together. Let's find out who's most likely to get sensitive in a given situation. What do you have, sir?
Well, first off, let me just say thank you to our friends over at www.butthurtgame.com. You guys can pick up your own. I feel like I should give them at least a plug. They were so good to us.
Yeah.
But we've kind of run out of cards here, Will, so we kind of wrote some of our own. And unfortunately, you're going to be the only one that answers here.
So this isn't the final day of the show. What is this we're doing here? Okay, all right.
Okay.
It's the final day of Butthurt, so.
I'm gonna start here. If your wife kicked you out and your only option was to Felix Unger with a member of the show staff, who is the last person you'd want to go to?
I need you to repeat that. The last person I would do what?
Your wife kicked you out and your only option was to stay with a member of the show staff.
Okay. Right.
Who would you go to? Who wouldn't you go to?
Wouldn't or would?
Wouldn't.
Wouldn't.
Well, I'm not going to Nuno's house. I'm
exactly.
not going to Nuno's
house. Wow, that was a quick one.
That was quick. I didn't even give you a 3-2-1.
I mean, I just think it would be a little awkward. I mean, I don't want to give your
personal details.
You
would
Do
eat
you want
well.
My your personal details out, Nuno?
No,
like, I knew things about your life.
Yeah, I knew you were coming to me. That's fine. Pick one of the other three.
I mean, what's that?
So which out of the other three wouldn't you want to do that?
Let's go
full ranking. Full ranking.
Okay, full ranking. Mike Hayes married and he's got kids, and so his wife's probably made a nice home over there. So it would probably be comfortable and clean. I don't know how much space he's got, and he's got he's got family, so I can't decide which way to go on Mike A yet. Let me come back to it. Pat's living in squalor with a couple of other guys who don't wash their bathrooms. That's what I feel like that's what they've told me. They've got the bathtubs with the sticky feet thing in it.
Or they punch the doors. But you'd be invited to a few good parties with Pat.
Exactly. I could have some bay breezes and hang out on the couch, but they all hang out in their rooms separately and play video games. I know that. That's what he's told me they do. So I'm not real comfortable going. I picture Pat's house not well lit. That's what I feel like. It's
kind of like the Fight Clubhouse.
Yeah, it's exactly dark. Bub. It's a little bit like the Fight Clubhouse. The common areas, like the living room, are really dank, dark, and dirty.
We've got a lot of questions here. Let's go.
Okay, all right. Bubba, I have no idea. Bubba could be a hoarder. He could be a hoarder. I have no idea. But I know he's rolling solo. I'm going to go. The safe bet is Mike A's house.
I got an extra bedroom for you. All right. Who wouldn't you want as a wingman? After your wife kicked you out.
A wingman? What we're talking about?
Yep.
Who wouldn't I want as a wingman?
I mean, it might actually be harder. Who would you actually want as a wingman?
Well, okay, so who would I not want as a wingman? Pat's going to have to be the answer, okay, because he's a wild card.
Whoa.
He's a wild card. You could be abrasive. You might just say a comment, and I'm going to have to spend the rest of the time trying to, like, convince her, no, he's not that bad of a guy.
No, yeah. No, you know what I mean? No, he didn't mean it.
I don't know if you've seen what the other three gentlemen on the show look like, but... Picking me last is kind of rough.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that doesn't have anything to do with it. That doesn't do it. I'm afraid you would offend them away. Maybe unintentionally, but you would offend them away.
All right. This question comes from Bubba. If you were to remain at ESPN Radio, but switching time slots and could only take one member of the show staff.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Answer it.
Answer.
Wow.
Bubba, you're such a jerk. You would really write that? Like,
I was told to submit questions. I submitted questions.
You know what that is? Bubba wants to know, me or Nuno, who are you taking? Those two guys have been on the show the whole time, the longest. And he wants to know, me or Nuno.
I've been on longer than Nuno, but thanks.
No big deal.
That's because Nuno came on.
I'm the only original.
After Smallman left.
I'm the only original here. No big deal.
That's right. That's true. I'm not answering that. I'm not doing it. I'm not playing that game.
No. All right. Who would you? I'm going to change this question up because Pat had a really good question, but it needs a little tweaking. Who would you least like to defend you in a courtroom?
I'm going to have to go with Nuno.
That makes sense.
I would go with you too. I was thinking about how it would go. I know exactly how it would go down.
I'd love to see it, though.
I would defend you, but also point
but
out
no
all your
understand.
Flaws. No, but
Listen,
point out
I know
all
he's
your
a
flaws.
Jerk.
Well,
it would
just
20
be,
minutes of
it
the
would
message
be disjointed. It would be disjointed, and you'd get sidetracked into how people will perceive this. You know, and like,
Listen, was he there? Yeah. Did he do some stuff? Sure, but
did he do what he's being accused of?
I know it looks bad. Look, Jerry, I know it looks bad. I know. Trust me. But, you know.
All right, I do enjoy this question. Which staff member would you be most curious to meet their friends outside of work?
Oh. Well, Pat doesn't have any friends except the guys we know at work. This is easy. Yeah, it's got to be Nuno. It's got to be Nuno. Yeah. Now, it just took me a second to remember the car dealership and the credit card company and the bank and all those stories. I mean, it's 100% Nuno. I want to know his friends.
All right. Question from Nuno quickly. Who wouldn't you want around your recently divorced mother?
Wow. What a question from Nuno.
Yeah.
I feel like Nuno had bad intentions with that question.
Asking for a friend, who wouldn't?
Well, hold on. There was that Stephen A. rejoin, right? Like, what's that?
Yeah, right.
There, yeah.
By the way, if you could just give me your number when the show's over.
I actually think you're all good guys. I'll go with Pat just because of the age difference. It's too great. It's just too big.
You'd have to call Pat your stepdad.
Oh, my God. That changes everything. That does change everything.
Yes.
I didn't think about it like that.
Yes. All right, Will Costello.
Real quick, one more?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Who would you least want to watch your kids over a weekend?
I think I'm gonna go Bubba on that one.
So let me just point out that Nuno's response when we were coming up with this question was, "I'm a great effing babysitter."
I think Bubba could check out after a little bit. All right, I'm done with this. That's not. I gotta go to screening.
It's possible. Only one way to find out.
That was a good one. I like that better than the whole game. That was good stuff. All right. It's open forum, 888-729-3776 on the Will Cain Show. It's been 1 month since the death of George Floyd, where we have come as a society and in sports since then. That's the focus of The Intersection on ESPN Radio tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time with Clinton Yates and L. Duncan. The Intersection is available on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Open forum next on the Will Cain Show.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, brought to you by Shell Pennzoil Performance. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas, and they give you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Tomorrow is the last day of the Will Cain Show. I hope you'll come and hang out with us tomorrow. It's open forum here. I want to go through some of the calls, get to as many of you guys as I can. Man, this show has been all about connection. It really has. The connection that the five of us have on this show, plus Cerruti, the connection I have with you guys. So when we go out, you guys will be included. It will be something where I want to include you in the show. And I want to keep that connection after I'm gone. Bottom line, that's what this show is about. Yes, my point of view. Yes, your point of view. But one of the few places I feel like where we can connect those things together. Let me go to Bonnie in Indiana. What's up, Bonnie?
Yes, Will, I just wanted to call and tell you you're the best. I'll miss you. Hi, Will. I just wanted to say that you're the best. You're the best.
Okay, thank you, Bonnie. I really appreciate it.
I just want to say stay an individual, not a parrot. Set your principles, hold them tight. And we love you and appreciate you. And you're the greatest.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. I promise I will do so. No matter where I am, I will do my best to be an individual and hold to my principles. Rick in Kentucky, we've had our ups and downs. Rick, what do you got for me today?
Congratulations on the move. I wish you the best. I want to apologize again for the last time we talked about the supremacist comment I made. And I want to make a point to you. The way you're looking at this, nobody black would have walked into that garage and saw that hangman's noose and not been upset about it. The reason that everybody, including yourself, is so comfortable about it, that it hung there for 9 months, is because the culture through that whole garage area, nobody felt like that was wrong. And I've listened to your show 80% of the show. And to tell you why is because I'm one of the first people that told you, Will, privilege. Listen, the bottom line is 6 people over the last 10 months have been hung. The police has told us they are suicide. The bottom line is, how can I believe the police when I can't believe the president of the United States? Will Cain, the only thing that I asked you to do, the only thing I've asked you to do is walk in somebody else's shoes. Nobody could have walked, nobody black would have walked into that garage and accepted that as a pull down the garage rope. Okay?
Rick, listen. All right. You don't have to apologize for the thing we said last time. You already did that. And I appreciate that apology very much. And like I said, I don't want to hold that against us. I appreciate that you've listened to the show. We've gone back and forth. I don't know that we've come closer to agreement on much, but I appreciate that commitment from you and having the opportunity to speak with you. I'm not going to debate you on every single one of those points about what you see when you see that pulley or even fashioned into a noose. I'm not going to debate you on every single aspect of that. What I'll say is this. I will do my best. I promise. To walk in somebody else's shoes, to see it from their perspective, and to also integrate empathy into any take that I have. I will ask you something as well. Do your best to also remove yourself from your own personal perspective of these situations and emotion, and ask yourself if the facts justify it. If they do, go all in. If they don't, be careful. That's all I would ask. I'll do my part. I hope you'll do yours, Rick. I appreciate it. Let's go to Gary in California. What's up, Gary?
Hey, Mr. Cain, thank you for taking my call, sir. All the callers before me, T.I., Trey, and the brother just now, kind of conveyed what I wanted to convey to you. So I'll say this, sir. I've been watching you for a while now on First Take. I've been listening to you recently on the radio, and I've never been able to get through only because of the COVID thing. I've been working from home. But I have to say, you have grew on me over the years, sir, and I think you're an honest man. I did not agree with that. Nick yesterday.
I hope he didn't dump you.
Called you racist. Yeah. I did not agree with him calling you a racist. I don't believe that about you. I believe that you honestly see your point, kind of like my man Skip Bayless does. See your point, and you make your point, and you can justify your point. But like the caller just before me said, sir, nobody of color, I do believe wholeheartedly, would have looked at that news and not look at it as a hate crime. I don't
but
care
that's
how
a starting
long
point.
Been hanging there.
But it wasn't. And that's, you Gary, know? I appreciate everything you said. I don't dispute that you or Rick are right that you would have seen that. But then you also have to say, does it support it? Do the facts support what I saw when I first saw it? That's what's all I'm asking. That's all we're trying to do here. I appreciate everything you said. I'll take more calls from you guys tomorrow. We'll continue to interact. We got another day. Let's have fun tomorrow. Let's hang out. We'll debate. We'll have the serious conversation too. We'll do what we do. Thanks for listening on The Will Cain Show.
Thank you for listening to the Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to the Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.